This radio show is a paid placement.
It's time for Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, your retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Alan and Troy's team helps with the X's and O's of your financial plan, helping to make sure you have the winning playbook before the clock runs out on your working years. So let's drop the puck, break the huddle, and tip things off. This is Retirement 360 with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton.
Welcome to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches. That, of course, would be Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always learn more by going to the website, find out about upcoming events, find out, hey, you want to set an appointment, you want to come in and sit down with the team, find out more about where you are on that road to retirement, Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. Louisville'sRetirementCoach.com. If you have questions, boy, you know, I think I've got enough. I wonder, do we have enough? Is it going to last as long as we need it to? Are we going to be okay if we retire? This is an opportunity to just chat with the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. There is no cost for this whatsoever. It's a great opportunity for you to get some clarity into your retirement picture. You may become a client of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You may not. They may say, hey, you've already won the game. You don't need us. Or they might say, hey, I don't know if we can really help you, but here's some ideas. Or they may say, we can help you. And you go, yeah, that's okay. I think we're good. Thanks for all the information. Don't know how it's going to play out, but it's an opportunity for you to get some clarity into your retirement picture. 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. There is no cost for this whatsoever. It is always complimentary. All right, Alan, I'm going to throw a stat out here that I know you're going to be shocked by. Bloomberg recently reported that it conducted a million simulations on the U.S. debt outlook.
Okay.
88% of those million simulations show our current borrowing is on an unsustainable path. I can't believe the other 12% didn't say that either, but how about that? 88% of those million simulations say that our debt is out of control and it's on an unsustainable path. I don't think you're shocked by that.
No, I mean, here in Kentucky, this is a great time of year because this is when spring is blooming and the Kentucky Derby is right around the corner. And most people aren't concerned about the debt. But we talk about this all the time in our workshops is that the debt is out of control. We've seen it go from, gosh, back in 2000, I guess, when I remember being like $8 trillion.
Yeah, 2000 was 5.6, 2008, 10.7, 2016, yeah. Basically 20. 2020, almost 27, and now we're 34 and a half, almost 35.
Yeah, and there's predictions that'll go to $54 trillion by, what is it, 2034 or something like that? I mean, it's something that you have to really kind of wrap your head around as to how this affects you. So I got a little example here that I always use in the seminars. The way we illustrate it or the way we get people to think about this is if, Mark, if I was to hand you a dollar a second.
I would be for that.
If I was to hand you a dollar a second and eventually hand you $1 million, how long would it take me to hand you that dollar a second in days? Obviously, it takes 1 million seconds, but how many days is that?
I don't know. 10 days.
Well, the answer is 12 days.
Okay.
So 12 days, it'd take me every second I'm handing you a dollar, it'd take me 12 days to hand you $1 million. To hand you $1 billion, it would take over 31 years just to hand you $1 billion at a dollar a second. To hand you $1 trillion, it would take over 31,000 years. And our debt has went up to $34 trillion in debt in just the last 20 years. It is unsustainable. I mean, we have to think about where the government's, first of all, going to get that money. How do they pay that money back? And really, the only source of revenue the government has are our tax dollars. So, you know, it's going to be on the backs of the taxpayer. And that's what we talk about, how to protect your retirement against that.
So, Troy, when we're so upside down as a nation, when you look at our U.S. debt, is it time that they took some of that and just went to Vegas, put it on black or red or the Kentucky Derby winner or something? Because they're going to have to start gambling to try to make some money.
Well, sometimes it feels like that's what they're doing out there. But no, we see a lot of issues with the debt coming up. We talk about it in one of our presentations where just the cost on our debt alone is estimated over the next 30 years to be right at $60 trillion, which if that keeps going by 2046, well, the cost of our national debt will actually surpass Medicare. And then by 2049, it will surpass Social Security. Our biggest government-funded program, the cost on our debt alone will surpass the biggest government program, which is Social Security. So that's a scary situation.
And that's the interest on the debt. Just paying the interest.
That's just the interest on our debt. Yeah. So the cost, it's basically like the interest rate that we pay on our mortgage. That's our cost of that loan. That's what our government's paying to service our debt as a country. And you might be out there thinking, like, how's that affect me? What can I do? It's the government. I can vote. Yeah, but that's all I can do. But you can take control of your own retirement and try to take advantage of the low tax brackets that we're in. When we look at our tax history, all the way back from when our federal tax started in 1913, we're in some of the lowest tax brackets we've ever been. The highest tax bracket we've ever had was in 1945. Do you remember what was going on in 1945, Mark and Alan?
That'd be World War,
them, right?
World War
II. World War II was going on.
That was then. Ronald Reagan said, I'm only going to do two movies this year
exactly.
because I'm not working for free.
Because every penny he earned over $200,000, he only got to keep 6 cents. Or every dollar he earned over $200,000, he got to keep 6 cents of that. Because the highest tax bracket was at 94%. So it didn't make sense for him to work anymore. Now, do we think the tax brackets are going to go there? We sure hope that they're not. But it is possible. We do know there's one number that in 1945, that it was the first time it happened in our country's history. It was a debt to GDP ratio. It's basically our spending versus our income as a country. And at that point in 1945, it hit 114%. It was the first time in our history where we were actually spending more than we were making. And over the past few years, it's up over 100% again. I think right now it's up over 120% debt to GDP ratio. You can kind of compare this when you're shopping for a mortgage. If you go, say, looking for a mortgage, go to bank, they say, well, if your debt to income is over 45%, basically you're spending less than 45% of your total income, then we'll give you a loan for the house. Now, if you go in there, as our country is, 120% debt to income ratio, they're going to say, no, you're not getting a loan. But somehow our country is able to do it. So how are they going to make up the income, that the income deficiency that they have right now? Taxes. It's already estimated to increase by the end of 2025 to go up a few percentage points in each tax bracket. Could that change? It could, depending on who wins the next election. Could it be increased? Could it be more substantial? Yes. It only seems like a few percentage points per tax bracket, but when you really do the math in it, it's a 30 to 40% increase to the bottom line on each individual taxpayer's tax bracket. So it is a substantial change, and we are kind of running out of time, but there are some planning techniques that you can take advantage of and some tax strategies that you really need to look at. So what we're going to give you today, we're going to offer our book, a copy of Retirement 360 Game Plan. If you just text the word book to 502-273-1188, we'll send you a link. You just respond to that link and we'll follow up Monday morning to get an address where we can send you a hard copy of the book. Char will reach out to you and get that information. But this book will give you a lot of information about our planning process, some of these tax strategies that we've implemented into our practice, and some of these could possibly help you and give you a lot of information that you're looking for when starting your retirement planning.
So again, all you have to do is text the word book to get the book that actually Troy just wrote about a year ago, the Retirement 360 Game Plan. You can also sit down with any of the advisors and find out more about your situation. It's a great opportunity. Just text the word book to 502-273-1188. So, Alan, as we discuss the financial state of our country, let's talk about one of the most likely ways individual taxpayers could be impacted. Higher taxes, as Troy just said. They can't tax us enough to get rid of the debt. So that's just one of the ways, I suppose, right? Our taxes probably have to go up.
Yeah, I think the main thing that we're focused on is personal income taxes. And we have tried to work with clients and we've developed strategies to help people minimize their taxes. And I think that the first thing that as an investor you have to think about is that how have you saved your money? Most of us have saved our money in vehicles that have never been taxed before, like an IRA or a 401k or something like that. So I would say the majority of the listening audience has most of their savings in those types of vehicles. So income taxes are a key part of that. But another thing that they could do is they could change the capital gains tax rates. They've already talked about that. They've talked about going from the high of 20% capital gains tax rate now up to a 39% capital gains tax rate. So if you say, hey, well, I've invested in things that are outside of a 401k, so I don't have to worry about that. Well, guess what? They got an answer for that too, because they could raise your capital gains tax rate. Nothing's on the books yet, and it hasn't been changed, but that could be something coming down the pike. Corporate taxes, they certainly can raise corporate taxes. And you say, well, yeah, corporate taxes need to be raised. A lot of people or a lot of these corporations are skating by not paying their fair share of taxes. And the challenge with that is when you increase corporate taxes, what's going to end up happening is that end product of whatever they're producing, it's going to trickle back down to the taxpayer because you're buying their product. So it's going to end up being an increase in cost for you as well. If you've been a savvy saver over the years and you've got a lot of money put back, well, maybe they create some kind of a wealth tax. They could create some additional taxes on the wealthy. And they did that a few years ago too, by having a certain amount of your investments taxed. If you're over a certain income bracket, you could end up having a higher taxation there. Consumption taxes. I mean, they could be taxing more of our consumable items and raise taxes there. So all of these things are ways that the government can and probably will generate more revenue in the future. Our solution or our suggestion is build a plan, not only an investment strategy, not only an income plan and a retirement plan, but build a tax plan to minimize those taxes going forward in any area that you can. Now, you're not going to be able to avoid all of it, but possibly avoid some of it and to put yourself in a better situation or better place. And this is one of the things that's talked about in the book that Troy put together, the Retirement 360 Game Plan. And you can get your copy just by texting the word book to our number, 502-273-1188. But it's a great way to get your plan started by looking at your tax plan. Don't just pay your taxes like a lot of people just filed their taxes and got everything done. And now taxes are off their mind. But we say it's a great time to start planning your taxes for this year to try to minimize them going forward.
So again, just text the word book, 502-273-1188. And the team at Mercurial Wealth Advisors will send you out the Retirement 360 Game Plan. And then if you get the book and then you have some questions, or maybe you just, hey, I'm getting pretty close to retirement, I need to find out where I'm at, just call them. 502-273-1188. No cost for the book, no cost to sit down and chat with the team. We're just getting started today on Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolden with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. Stay with us. We got a lot more to get to.
Call right now. Schedule a 15-minute phone call to get started on creating your own Retirement 360 scorecard from Mercurio Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188.
Most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? When's the best time to take Social Security? And is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolden, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You'll learn a lot, and all you have to do is register. Seating is limited, though, so don't delay. To pick the day and time that works best for you, go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com to make your reservation. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolden and the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Welcome back to Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolden of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always find out about upcoming events. You want to sit down with the team and talk to them about questions you have about where you are on that road to retirement. Louvillesretirementcoach.com. And of course, you can always give them a call, 502-273-1188. Complimentary, no cost to you. 502-273-1188. All right, Alan and Troy, we're going to, next two segments, we're going to talk about legacy. And I think it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan, but Alan and Troy are going to make it clear to us as we dive into the basics of creating a lasting legacy for your family today. Troy, I'll start with you. What are some basic questions we probably should ask ourselves on this topic of legacy?
I think the first question that you really need to address is, first of all, do you want to leave anything behind? That's one of the major questions that we address in that first meeting, and I get a bunch of answers. I get, no, I want to spend every penny I have. I want to bounce my last paycheck. I actually heard that from a family member before. But then I have clients that really want to make an impact and leave money either to the family or to charity that they really, truly believe in. And one of my close clients that he started taking out his required minimum distribution, both him and his wife this year. And it's a pretty substantial required minimum distribution. And in conversation, he's like, look, Troy, I just don't need this money. I want to do something good. We have a few charities that we're very involved in. I want all of the money to go to a charity, and it's about $50,000. So it's a huge tax write-off if it's done correctly. But also, it creates a huge impact. And it led to a further discussion of, when you and your spouse pass away, do your kids want the money? He said, no, my kids don't want the money. They're taken care of. They have money and they have a pretty substantial portfolio. So we got started talking about how to create a legacy from this money and how to help these charities that they are so focused on prosper years and years down the road instead of just giving a one-time distribution when they pass away. So we're looking at creating a plan that will allow their portfolio to be able to create that lifelong legacy well beyond past their years here. So it's pretty amazing once you get into the planning process of how to create a legacy and the tools that we have to be able to create that. So that's just part of the planning process. But legacy is a big thing that you really got to figure out if you want to leave one behind or if you want to spend everything you got.
So you think about the Retirement 360 game plan, which they've offered the book that Troy wrote, 502-273-1188. Just text the word book to that number, 502-273-1188, and you get a copy of the book. But the Retirement 360 game plan is income, investment, taxes, health care, legacy planning, Social Security and Medicare are also in there. But legacy planning is a part of the Retirement 360 game plan. I guess, Alan, how do you talk to your clients about legacy planning? Because it's probably not first up on your agenda, but it's certainly something you want to accomplish. And I don't think you can say, well, let's wait until you're in your 80s and we'll talk about legacy planning, right? I mean, all of this happens, but maybe this one's one of the later ones compared to income, investment, taxes?
Well, it is a little bit later in the process, but it's still just as important. You want to make sure that you're not, I guess, caught off guard by something that was unexpected. And so you want to make sure that you have the right documents in place. You want to make sure that you've had a conversation with your spouse. What do you want to leave? How do you want to leave it? Do you want to, as Troy said, are you trying to spend all of it and just leave what's left? Or are you trying to create a tax-free legacy for your heirs? I mean, that's one of the things that we talk a lot about. Just because taxes seem to be so woven into our daily life that if we can do something where there are less taxes or potentially no taxes, we want to at least talk about those things. We actually talk to our clients about it is through that conversation, what are you looking for? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to preserve the value of your total portfolio? Or are you trying to, you know, like I said, just leave what's left, you know, helping it make sure that your loved ones are taken care of? How do you want to take care of them? How do you create a plan, whether it involve a trust or something like that, that's going to help carry out your wishes? Who's going to be left here to make sure that those wishes are carried out? All of those things are part of the conversation, but we also try to educate our clients on things like what their cost basis is on their investments. What happens if current legislation stays as it is and current rules stay as they are right now? When you pass away, you get what they call a step up in basis. So if you bought a stock for $10 a share, but it's grown to $100 a share,
and you pass away and it's at $100 a share, then your family doesn't pay taxes on that. And it's amazing how many people don't realize that that's part of the rules right now. So we talk about those things. We talk about another thing that as you're retiring, if you've accumulated stock in your 401k plan from your company, there's a way that you can roll that stock out, keep the stock, maintain the cost basis, and only pay tax on the cost basis. And then all of that money that's outside of that, once you have that stock outside of your retirement plan and you sell it, then you have to pay capital gains tax instead of your regular income tax. It's called net unrealized appreciation. So these are things that we want to educate our clients on. We talk about a lot of the stuff in the classes and the seminars that we put out there to just try to get people up to speed on this. We don't expect everybody to memorize this stuff or to know it like we do, but we want them to know that there are opportunities to take advantage of to pay less taxes and to pass this money on to their families with a less of a tax burden on it than they may already know. So those are things that we bring up in the conversations.
502-273-1188 if you'd like to chat with the team at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, and try to figure this out with their help. Figure it out for your situation. Because certainly Alan and Troy talk kind of general here, but when you come in and sit down with them, then it's about you, right? How can they help you? How can they put you in a better position? 502-273-1188. All right. I guess, Troy, kind of like you said, some people do want to leave a legacy. Some do not. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I don't know if I doubt if anybody's going to be able to balance their check at the end of the day or to bounce their last check. So, I mean, something's going to be left. So you probably ought to take at least that part and make sure it's going to the right place. But talk about the benefits of having that strategic legacy plan. And certainly the example you gave earlier of the couple that's really, well, our kids don't need this money. We don't need it either. So we're going to do the charitable thing. I mean, there's some pretty amazing things you can do now.
Yeah, there are some pretty amazing things with the charitable trust and being able to basically create a legacy for yourself that's going to live far beyond you. But just for the basic legacy part, making sure the estate plan is set up and making sure everything goes to your beneficiaries the way you want it to avoid probate. That's number one step. Make sure that's set up. And you won't believe how many times we sit down with people and their will is 10, 15 years old. Everything's completely out of date. It needs to be updated. That is part of our process. So we have people sit down with an affiliate attorney to review their current estate plan, review their will, their trust, their power of attorneys, make sure everything's up to snuff and everything is up to date on the new rules, new laws that are in effect. I know things change every few years, so we need to make sure our documents are updated. So that's completely free of charge, completely complimentary just by going through our Retirement 360 game plan process. Text in the word book, 502-273-1188. Text the word book and we'll get you started on that process. And like I said, meeting with the attorney is part of our process. So go ahead and text in the word book.
Alan, don't you think one of the things that you kind of avoid by doing this legacy plan is maybe staving off those family disputes and squabbles? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of a big part of this, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that having a strategic legacy plan, I think it does help you avoid some of those family disputes that we all hear of and a lot of people go through when we lose a family member or something happens. That's usually when the claws come out and everybody wants to get their piece of the pie. And we see a lot of family disputes at that point. So having that plan, I think, can avoid that. It also can help you optimize your tax liabilities, you know, preserve wealth for future generations. The best story I've ever heard was unfortunately, I didn't do it, but it was a fellow advisor that had put together a legacy plan for one of his clients, and they used a trust and some life insurance and things of that nature. And after he passed away, every year after that, his grandchildren got a check from the trust, and it came from grandpa. And think about the legacy that you can leave to your grandkids, where you're gone for maybe 10, 15 years, and you're still receiving a gift from grandpa or grandma. I mean, those types of things can be done for future generations. And as Troy said before, if all that doesn't make sense to you or you don't have the grandchildren, maybe just allowing yourself to give to that charitable giving that you always wanted to pass money on to. Those are things that you can do with a proper plan. And then I guess I want to throw this in too, is that many times if you do the plan correctly, and our attorney will talk about this to you as well, you know, one of the biggest fears that a lot of our clients have is going broke in a nursing home or losing everything to a nursing home. And that's one of the things that by building a proper plan, you can a lot of times avoid some of that cost of that nursing home insurance or nursing home cost in general, and keep yourself from losing everything to a nursing home. So I think that's important too. So again, folks, we've talked a lot about this so far. We're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. But the main thing that you want to do is just text the word book to 502-273-1188. We can provide that Retirement 360 game plan book that kind of walks you through the process that we go through with all of our clients. This legacy planning is part of that. So to get your copy of that, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
So Troy and Alan back with more of Retirement 360. We're talking legacy planning. What are some of those common mistakes that Alan and Troy have seen in this area of financial planning? Back with Alan and Troy right here on Retirement 360.
Catch Alan and Troy on the Retirement Coaches Corner podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and all major platforms. Or text podcast to 502-273-1188 and get a link to their episodes. The Retirement Coaches Corner podcast. Check it out today.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, of Mercurio Wealth Advisors. I'm Mark Elliott. Questions, concerns? Boy, I'd like to learn more about legacy planning. Boy, you know, what should I be doing with my 401k? I think I'm going to retire. Do I leave it there? Do I move it to an IRA? I don't know what to do. A lot of questions. 502-273-1188 to chat with the team from Mercurio Wealth Advisors. 502-273-1188. Totally complimentary. No cost to you. Today we're talking about legacy planning. And I probably should have started with this question, Alan, but I'm going to start this segment with it. And that is, we know the Retirement 360 game plan is income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare are certainly in there as well. But how does your team really approach estate and legacy planning with your clients and Mercurio Wealth Advisors?
Well, you know, I think we said in the last segment that this is something that comes a little bit later in the process. But actually, this is one of the things that we talk about quite a bit in that first meeting, because you know, your income plan, your investment plan, the tax strategies that we want to build and all that, that starts a Retirement 360 game plan. We also need to know what you want to leave. What do you want the end game to be? Where is this going to go at the final bell or final whistle or whatever? So we want to know, how do you want to approach that? Are you trying to leave a legacy for your family? Do you want to have money left over, or is that something that you're not really interested in? How do you envision that in your own planning? And then when we have that conversation and start to talk about that up front, we kind of have an idea of, okay, this is how we're going to, we know that we want to try to preserve all of the assets or 50% of the assets or something like that. And we have to kind of back into the other things from there to determine how we're going to build the income plan and the investment strategy and all of that from that. That's the approach that we typically would take with estate and legacy planning. But we also want to make sure that we, you know, review their current documents that we ask our potential clients to bring in, you know, their current will, if they have a trust, what that trust looks like, what their powers of attorney looks like. We're not the attorneys, so we're not the ones that are going to give them the final say on whether these documents are good or not. But once we have a copy of them, we can share them with our attorney. The attorney can kind of pre-review those things before their meeting. And then that meeting does come a little bit later in the process, but they do sit down with a qualified estate planning attorney that can kind of say, yeah, this is great, you've handled everything here, you might want to adjust this or that, or change the way your trust is written or something like that. But that's kind of how we approach it from our planning standpoint.
Yeah, it makes sense. And Troy, Alan mentioned some of those documents. So will, living will, trust, power of attorney, advanced directives for healthcare. What do we need? And how do you figure that out? I mean, the will versus a trust. I mean, there's different scenarios. Some the will's fine. Some need the trust. The living will, I don't know how that factors in. Power of attorney for healthcare, for finance. Walk us through this.
So the way we've always looked at it with our attorney, and we used to have him present at our workshops a lot, but now it's mainly Alan and myself presenting at the workshops just discussing, giving a brief overview of this stuff. The way we've always approached the estate planning side of it in conversation with will versus trust, a will is something, a document that is going to start the probate process. It's going to tell the judge basically how you want the asset split up. And then you're going to go through the probate process, which is typically 6 to 9 months, depending on how busy courts are, and can cost upwards of 5% of your total assets. So if you have a $1 million portfolio that's all, say, after tax, it's going through probate, that's a $50,000 charge the attorney can walk you through. The way I look at a trust is basically it's protection. It allows the will to dictate, at my passing, the trust is created, all of my assets flow into that trust. And the attorney says it's kind of funny, but kind of not. He says, if you set up your estate planning correctly with a will and a trust, you could literally have somebody pass away at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. By 8:30, you could have all your assets in a trust and have access to them. But he also follows that up by, if you call that quickly, there might be some questions asked by your local authority. So be very careful. But what he means by that is, if you do the proper planning, you can avoid probate, avoid that extra cost, and get everything to your loved ones in a timely manner, the way you want them to. So our goal when creating any type of estate plan is to avoid probate, but also protect your assets from long-term care needs from nursing home. And also we want to make sure that you are not paying any unnecessary taxes. And there was a rule change back a few years back. There used to be something called a stretch IRA. Stretch IRA, let's say my mom has a 401k. When she passes away, let's say it's $1 million. She's in her mid-80s. I get all that. Yes, I cut my brother out of the will, but I get 100% of that $1 million, all pre-tax money. So at that point, I'm mid-50s, probably making the most money I've ever made at that point. I was able with a stretch IRA to take small distributions over my lifetime, add additional income, and basically stretch her IRA, her 401k, over my lifetime. Now I have 10 years to completely deplete that portfolio. So basically, if I'm 55 years old, I have from 55 until 65 to completely dilute that $1 million portfolio. Government doesn't care what I do with it, as long as I take it out, pay taxes on it, I can reinvest it, I can do whatever I want to. But if I'm making the most money I've ever made before, I'm in the highest tax bracket already, now I'm going to throw maybe $100,000, $150,000 of extra income on top of my taxes every year. I'm compounding my issue. So we also, with estate planning, look at the Roth conversion option to try to get a very tax efficient estate plan as well. You can do it multiple ways with Roth conversions, with Roth accounts, with insurance, multiple tools out there that we can look at. And it all depends on what works for your situation. And that's why with this process, with the book that we're offering, we also offer a 15-minute coaching call to discuss some of this stuff that might be top of mind to you. You might not be ready for a full meeting to sit down for 45 minutes with one of our retirement coaches, but texting in the word book, B-O-O-K, to 502-273-1188 will get you a copy of that book that gets the retirement game plan started for yourself. But also, we offer a 15-minute coaching call with one of the retirement coaches here that gets some of the questions answered that you're sitting there, you're maybe nervous about going through a full 45 minutes, an hour-long meeting. And it'll give you some access to us to get some questions answered to see if we can even add value to your situation. So again, text the word book to 502-273-1188. We'll get you started down that process. And we'll also allow you a 15-minute conversation with one of the retirement coaches.
Alan, what is the power of attorney for finance, healthcare? Those are important, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. They're critical to have. I guess one of the things that I would want to at least bring up here is that there are several missteps that you can have if you don't have a properly drafted legacy plan. And I'm talking about, you know, if you just don't have any legal documents. I mean, it's been a while back that this percentage came out, but it was said that within the last few years that 70% of the people don't have a basic will. And I don't know if that number still holds true or not. I think that most of the folks that we talk with at least have a will. It may be a very old will, which is in some cases could be as bad as not having one at all. So you want to make sure that you have basic documents. The powers of attorney are critical because the powers of attorney can give power to another person to make decisions on your behalf. So if you're incapacitated, you can actually have somebody that can maybe change an asset or move an asset or gift an asset for you to avoid some additional taxes or avoid, you know, losing it to a nursing home, depending on how long it's been set up and everything. So that all of those things are very critical to have as part of your planning. That durable power of attorney with gifting privileges is one of the things our attorney talks about all the time, is making sure that your POA can give that money away to a charity or give that money away to a family member or something else so that you can avoid some of that recall of those assets in certain situations. So there's a lot of different things that we've talked about so far today, guys. And I want to make sure that you understand that we're trying to provide you as much information as we can. It's a very difficult subject to talk about. Sometimes people don't like to talk about their ultimate demise and leaving this earth. But I think that's important to have this discussion and make sure that you're ready for this and that you have done some planning for it. And we've talked about it all day today. You can text the word book to our phone number, 502-273-1188, and get that copy of that book. That'll get you started in our process to actually understand exactly what you do need to have. And then, as Troy said, and I've said in the past, is you can, you know, schedule a 15-minute call with us, or you can come in and we can actually start the process of going through it. So again, one last time, text workbook to 502-273-1188, and we can get you that copy out to you as soon as possible.
Troy, let's wrap it up with this, because really everything in your Retirement 360 game plan, you always are updating. Things are always changing in your clients' lives. I mean, you always have to update it. But I suppose in this, when you do a legacy plan, and then 20 years later, there's a whole bunch of things that could have happened. How important is it to make sure these kind of documents are up to date?
I think it's just like the game plan. We're not going to review it every year, but things do change every year. Whether your beneficiaries change or your goals change, things happen within family members. People get cut out, people get added. So these need to be looked at every few years of how you want everything dispersed or how you want to leave your legacy. So it's definitely something we need to look at and update every few years. Now, if we review it and everything is status quo, doesn't need to change, then that's a good thing. And we can sit there and tell you, look, you're still in a good position. So that's not a bad thing to just get a double check, get a second opinion to make sure that everything is in order the way you need to and nothing needs to be updated. So if you're out there and you just think, you know what, I did this years ago, I think I'm good, but I'm not 100% sure, let's have a conversation. Take us up on that offer. Let's have a 15-minute coaching call. Doesn't take a lot of your time. We can do it on your lunch break if you're still working. Give us a call at 502-273-1188. We'd like to have a conversation with you. Hopefully, we can give you some insightful information to point you in the right direction, or we can figure out that, yeah, you might benefit from a full meeting with us and going through our process, and it would put you in a lot better situation. So again, give us a call, leave a message at 502-273-1188. We'll give you a quick call on Monday, schedule a 15-minute coaching call with one of the retirement coaches here in the office, and we'll get you started down that process.
So again, 502-273-1188. Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, back with our final segment of Retirement 360 right after this.
Hey, it's Tony Vannetti. You know, most people begin their retirement journey with some common questions. Are there ways to reduce taxes in retirement? That's a biggie. When's the best time to take Social Security? Another one. Is it possible to minimize the impact of inflation? If you have these similar questions, join Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton, Louisville's retirement coaches at Mercurio Wealth Advisors, as they lead a discussion about retirement's most common concerns. You're going to learn a lot. You got to go to louisvillesretirementcoach.com and sign up. Register today. Seating is limited. So don't delay. Pick a time and day that works best for you. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Start your retirement planning process with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Investment advisory services offered through Mercurio Wealth Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
To get a copy of Troy's book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan, text BOOK to 502-273-1188. Be more prepared for your retirement. Text BOOK to 502-273-1188 right now.
Glad you're with us today for Retirement 360 with Louisville's retirement coaches, Alan Mercurio and Troy Bolton with Mercurio Wealth Advisors. You can always go to the website to learn more, louisvillesretirementcoach.com. You can also go to the events tab to find out what's coming up. Troy does classes at the University of Louisville Shelby campus. They do events at restaurants in the area. They do things at the office. Louisvillesretirementcoach.com. Just check out the events tab. If you want to, you have questions, you want to talk to the team actually and go, man, I'm getting closer to retirement. I'm not really sure if I have exactly what I need. I don't really know. Do I need a million? Do I need 2 million? Do I need 200,000? I don't know. What do I need? And certainly debt plays into that. But Troy and Alan can walk you through your situation, your specific situation, because we certainly don't talk about your specific situation on the program, so we don't know it. 502-273-1188. 502-273-1188. So, Troy, here's one thing that I do wonder. You know, for as long as Alan's been doing this, one of the number one fears of people is that they don't want to run out of money before they run out of life. Is that still a big concern for today's retirees?
It still is a big concern. You know, inflation's up there with the stories over the past couple of years and how the market's been, how the economy's been. Inflation hit over 9% for the first time since the 80s back in 2022. So that's the highest inflation that we've seen in about 40 years. So inflation coupled with increased cost, all that goes hand in hand with running out of money. So it's still running out of money, and people want to make sure that they don't run out of money before they run out of life. But a lot of people are starting to see, especially in once you get to that 55 to 60 year old range, maybe your parents are now experiencing how nursing homes are, and you're seeing the cost of that nursing home and how much that might cost you down the road if you don't have a plan for that. So we are seeing a lot of things change, and people are wanting to get, especially long-term care information, a little bit later in life than previous generations. So that's something we're looking at for a lot of people now, but it is running out of money and making sure their health care is taken care of if something does come up down the road.
So, Alan, how do you handle that? How do you walk through all those different areas of the Retirement 360 game plan? There's a lot of different areas that you cover in that process.
Well, the 360 game plan is a comprehensive retirement plan strategy. And I think that this is when we go through that process with all of our clients, we do see more clarity. Now that you made a comment in the last segment that as a client, you folks listening, you don't have to understand all this. You don't have to know it all yourself and be able to quote these things. But sitting down with a qualified advisor that can walk you through the strategies will help alleviate a lot of your worries. And that's the key part of this. And I think that's a key benefit of going through the planning strategy. One of the key things that we're going to do in this is we're going to create that lifetime income benefit or strategy. How do you create income when you don't have a pension or your Social Security small and you've saved a lot of money, but how do you create that income? And we'll walk you through how we've done it with hundreds of clients over the years, and it may work for you and maybe something that you want to have too, just so you know on a monthly basis, you have X number of dollars coming in, just like you did when you were working. You know, while you were working, you got a paycheck every month. You got the same amount of money coming in. Maybe you had some kind of commission account that you got some reward if you sold something or if you did something beneficial for the company, you got a little bit more on a monthly basis. But you have that base that you got coming in all the time. So having that lifetime income in retirement is comforting for most people because it's not that big a change from when they were working. They still have that same income coming in. And then when we talk about Social Security, we want to make sure that we optimize that Social Security. How is the best way for you to take your Social Security? How's the best way for your spouse to take their Social Security so that you're getting the most out of that system, the most out of that benefit that we have? Do you have a long-term care plan? How does that work into all of this? In the past year alone, I've had two clients come to me and say that they were wanting to sell their current home and move into a age-in-place facility. The Masonic Home here in Louisville has a great system to where they do this. I'm not promoting them. I'm just saying that I've read through their system and or what they're doing. It's expensive to get involved in it. You may have to come up with some money to buy into it, but you get to age in place, and they've developed a very dynamic community there where you know people, you can get to know people, you still have a very active lifestyle there. So that may be your long-term care plan.
And then the normal stuff that a financial advisor would do is help you build a diversified portfolio, manage your systematic withdrawals, make sure that your accounts are being rebalanced from time to time, and just make sure that you're having regular financial checkups to stay on track. And that's a key part of having any kind of game plan.
Yeah. And for those of you that are listening out there, Alan listed off, I think, 9 different things that we focus on during our planning. And that might seem overwhelming to think about covering all that stuff within a meeting or two. And just to kind of relieve you a little bit, we don't cover all this stuff at once. We've learned over our career that you take small bites off of this. You build your plan. You make sure you get the income set up first, the Social Security part of it. And then you start to add in the other things where we look at long-term care, the portfolio management, that's all on the advisor. But just knowing how your portfolio is set up, as much as you want to know about how the portfolio is set up, we bite small chunks off of that during our planning process. So we don't try to cram everything into one meeting. We stretch that out. That way you're not getting information overload and your head doesn't explode when you're here, because that's one thing that I feel like a lot of advisors will do, is just give you so much information that you're completely overwhelmed and you feel helpless and that you have no other choice. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure you know what your options are, you know what our goals are when building a plan for you, and you know as much as you want to about the strategy that we're building. So that's really how we break it down. We try to take it off in small pieces. That way you understand it a little bit easier.
So when you put the key in the car and the car starts, you don't need to know why. You just want it to start, right?
Exactly.
The iPhone, you want it to work, but you don't need to know all the intricacies of that. That's why Troy wrote the book, The Retirement 360 Game Plan. If you would like a copy, there's no cost to you. 502-273-1188. Just text the word book to that number, 502-273-1188, and they will get it sent out to you hard copy or digitally. It's your choice. Just text the word book, 502-273-1188. Troy, there are so many moving parts in retirement, and we think about all the ups and downs, things that have been good, things that have been bad during our lives to this point. Well, that stuff's going to continue. It's not just because you retire, everything's the golden paved road and you don't have to worry about anything in retirement. There's still challenges. You know, the saying is that, you know, we plan and God laughs. There are a lot of challenges that we have. That what are some areas that maybe we don't think about right up the top? We're excited about getting into retirement, doing the things we've always dreamed of doing, but there's some things we have to pay attention to.
And some of those got brought up in the last conversation with Alan. One of the biggest things is long-term care costs. And if, say, we start, our health starts to fade and we have to go into one of these facilities, then we realize it's anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month just to take care of ourselves. That can deplete a portfolio very quickly. And the worst time to look for long-term care insurance is when you need it. You need to start looking and pre-planning ahead to make sure if it comes up, you're already protected with that. Another big one is just healthcare expenses, things that happen, things that come up as we get older. Our health tends to deplete a little bit. So healthcare costs can be quite a bit more than when we were younger. You're going to doctors more. Your co-pays are a little bit higher. Maybe your deductibles are higher than they've been. So we need to make sure that we are covering that and we have the money. Inflation is a big factor. We've experienced inflation over the past couple of years pretty tremendously. So we've seen the effect of inflation. And the one thing about inflation, I kind of make a sideways remark about inflation, because inflation went up over 9% in 2022, but everybody's excited that it's down around 3.25% now. But those costs didn't go down, just the rate of the growth of the cost decreased. So we're still paying those higher costs, and we need to make sure our income can take care of that. And one part that Alan hit on earlier is market volatility. We mentioned when you're investing into your 401k on an ongoing basis, when the market's going up, market's going down, you get what's called dollar cost averaging. So it averages out over your investing career. If you don't have a set income plan and your plan is just to withdraw money from your 401k, no matter when market's up, market's down, you get what's called reverse dollar cost averaging, which means, let's say, for example, I take $1,000 out of my portfolio a month, no matter what's going on. if the market goes down quite a bit, that $1,000 would require me to sell more shares to come up with that money because the market's down and my portfolio's down. So when we're meeting with people, most people want a steady income that's not affected by market volatility to cover all of their necessary expenses and some of their, hate to say unnecessary, but some of their wants out there, some of their vacations, some of that stuff. So most people are more comfortable with the guaranteed income source.
Yeah, those are all good points. And I think that the thing that we've tried to focus on today, folks on the show, is that there is a lot to really consider when you get ready to retire. As you're approaching this, or if you already made the decision, you've already retired, this is a great time for you to just sharpen the axe, sharpen the knife a little bit, and get that education or understanding of things that you might have missed. And we're offering a great opportunity for you to do that. You can text the word book to 502-273-1188. That's 502-273-1188. Text the word book and we'll send you a copy of our Retirement 360 game plan. It's going to answer a lot of the questions that you may have going into retirement, or if you're already retired, it's going to answer some of those questions and things that you need to be looking at as you fine tune your retirement plan. So again, text the word book to 502-273-1188.
If you missed a show and want to catch up with Alan and Troy and the latest retirement planning topics, click on the media tab at louisvillesretirementcoach.com. That's louisvillesretirementcoach.com. By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions on how to best utilize stocks, bonds, life insurance, annuities, and other financial products, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Donald Allen Mercurio and Troy Bolton are investment advisor representatives of Mercurio Wealth Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any client experiences discussed during the show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Mercurio Wealth Advisors is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency and does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Kentucky and Indiana.